Jakob Wheeler is the reporter, editor, and publisher at the Glen Arbor Sun. Jakob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So these dollar stores, they're essentially convenience stores. They sell cheap goods, a little bit of everything, some food. Just the other day, I bought like a 5-pack of sponges at one for like 89 cents. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I think what's interesting here is they're convenience stores, but for some in poor rural America or poor urban America, they are also places where the only place where you can get food locally. But that's also key because the food is not fresh, it's not local, it's not healthy. You can't get greens there.
So in your story, you talk specifically about the debate over a dollar store opening up in Empire, which is a small village right off of Lake Michigan in Leelanau County. What happened there?
That's where there apparently was a bid by a Dollar General type store. They wanted to buy land. That land was not zoned commercial, however. So for them to have bought that land and built a Dollar General store, the village would have needed to rezone the land commercial. There was almost immediately, when rumors began swirling, there was a fervent outcry. I think 75 residents of the town, which is 75 is a pretty big number for Empire, signed a letter opposed to it, and the village council unanimously voted against it. So that didn't get very far.
Right.
But there was an outcry.
Now, in your story, you looked at the debate over dollar stores in several small communities in northern Michigan, and you heard from people near Frankfort, near Empire and Lake Ann that were all concerned about the presence of potential dollar stores in their communities. Can you take me through what are some of those concerns that residents had about these dollar stores opening up?
Opposition to the Dollar Generals because they could hurt and maybe put out of business the local grocery store. Dollar General, because they control their own supply line, they have literally their own trucks. That's how they can, you know, they can put things on shelves at prices that undercut the local store. The opposition is also often built around saying that, you know, they don't fit with the character of a local town. I mean, these are box stores without a local brand. The profits don't stay in the community. The profits go to corporate headquarters.
So you also talked to several business owners that are near dollar stores or sites where they could be built. What did they have to say about them?
The most interesting conversation I had in this story that I reported for the Glen Arbor Sun was with Matt Therian in Lake Ann, who started and owns Lake Ann Brewing Company. He has some land just outside of downtown in Elmira Township. He was approached by a realtor, and she never told him who she represented, but it was clear to him that it was a Dollar General type store. But she approached Matt, and they wanted to build. She said that, you know, the person she worked for, her client wanted to build some sort of big retail store. She would not disclose to him who it was. And Matt hemmed and hawed. I mean, Matt realized that this could be a money-making opportunity for him to sell this land for which he didn't have plans for. But the quote he gave me was, in the end, he said to her, if this is a Dollar General type store, I'm not interested in playing ball here, because if I were to do so, my beer might not taste as good tomorrow as it did yesterday, or something like that, knowing that, you know, there might be an outcry against him if he were to sell.
And what did the realtor say in response to that?
He told me that there was like a 10-second pause on the phone when he told her, and then, you know, she kind of coldly said, okay, well, I'll let my client know what they say. And then he said he received, I believe, a text a couple hours later from her saying, my client thinks your offer is strange, and they withdraw the offer.
So just anecdotally, since moving to northern Michigan, I've seen more dollar stores sort of on the side of the road up here just driving around than I ever did growing up downstate. In your research, did you find any evidence that companies like Dollar General or Family Dollar, do they target rural communities? Do they look for specific areas or factors when it comes to opening up a location?
Yeah, it appears that their market, their kind of key market area, is low income or impoverished, or what they perceive as such, rural America, towns without stores, what sometimes we'd call food deserts, and also inner cities. And they're all over northern Michigan. I mean, you know, I drove here today just from Traverse City to Interlochen. They have Dollar General type stores in Interlochen and Grand and Traverse City and Kingsley, Calava, Frankfort, as we mentioned earlier. So they're all over.
Jakob Wheeler is the reporter and publisher for the Glen Arbor Sun. Jakob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.